on 88.7 FM.
Support for KRVS comes from Acadian Pawn, celebrating the music and memory of Little Buck Senegal. For over 32 years, providing local musicians with a selection of musical instruments, accessories, and PA packages, as well as loans on used professional audio gear. Acadian Pawn, 1304 Moss Street, Lafayette, and at its new location at 110 Gilbo Road. The website is acadianpawn.com.
Support for KRVS comes from 64 Parishes, a quarterly magazine on Louisiana history and culture by the Louisiana Endowment for the Humanities. The spring issue, out now, highlights the 2021 Humanities Awards winners, as well as oral histories of Integration in Shreveport, Antoine's Restaurant's Famous Archive, Boogie Bill Webb, Sugarcane Harvesting, and more at 64parishes.org.
Live from NPR News, I'm Corva Coleman. Voting equipment maker Dominion Voting Systems has filed a defamation lawsuit against Fox News. It is seeking $1.6 billion. NPR's Amy Held reports it's another lawsuit over false claims spread on the network that the company rigged the 2020 election.
Fox repeatedly endorsed manufactured storylines about a rigged election, casting Dominion as the villain. That's the claim from the voting company's lawsuit against the media powerhouse. The motivation, Dominion argues, was to, quote, profit off these lies and cater to an audience committed to then-President Trump. In the aftermath of the election won by now-President Biden, Fox brought on Trump loyalists, including Sidney Powell, Rudy Giuliani, and MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell. Dominion has already sued the trio over false claims that the company had changed votes. Powell now claims no reasonable person would have believed her statements. Dominion says lies have consequences. In a statement, Fox called the suit baseless and says it remains proud of its election coverage. Amy Held, NPR News.
One person has been killed in Georgia and five people died in Alabama after tornadoes plowed through the South on Thursday. Several homes were destroyed in the Birmingham area. Tanya Sims lives in a nearby Birmingham suburb.
We have been here for almost 20 years, I guess 20 years this month. We've never had bad weather here. It just always seems to go around us.
Other states that got severe storms include Kentucky, Mississippi, Tennessee, and North and South Carolina. Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson has signed a bill that bans transgender girls and women from competing on school sports teams consistent with their gender identity. From member station KUAF, Jacqueline Froelich has more.
After signing the bill, Governor Hutchinson issued a statement claiming girls and women should be free to compete without interference from any, quote, student of the male sex, a reference to transgender girls and women. He asserts the law is needed to level the playing field in women's sport. Arkansas trans activists worry the new law will lead to genital checks during required sport physicals. Arkansas lawmakers are also expected to pass a bill barring gender-affirming medical care for trans youth, with the exception of psychological counseling. For NPR News, I'm Jacqueline Froelich in Fayetteville.
The Taliban have threatened to resume attacks against foreign forces in Afghanistan if the troops don't leave the country by May 1st. That was a deadline the Trump administration agreed to last year in negotiations with the militants. President Biden has said it will be, quote, tough to get all U.S. troops out by that deadline. He has also criticized the deal Trump struck with the Taliban. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 175 points. The Nasdaq is up more than 35. This is NPR. Officials in Egypt say at least 32 people have been killed after two trains collided in the southern part of the country. Scores of people have been injured. Egyptian authorities have not said what caused the accident. A provincial Pakistani court has ordered police to register a case against the organizers of a Women's Day march. NPR's Dia Hadid reports from Islamabad. It's over allegations of insulting Islam.
A court in Peshawar directed the police to register the case against the organizers of a march that's been held for the past 3 years on March 8th, International Women's Day. Every year, it's enraged conservative Pakistanis as women protest for equality, often with slogans that are seen as obscene, ranging from "My body, my choice" to "Find your own damn socks." After the demonstrations this year, an apparently doctored video spread around social media that made it appear as if the women were chanting against Islam. That's considered blasphemy a crime in Pakistan. Even the accusation can incite mobs to try lynch people. Police initially declined to register a case against the organisers, but this court order forces them to investigate the claims, potentially giving them more oxygen. Dia Hadid, NPR News, Islamabad.
The Suez Canal is still blocked in Egypt. Officials are trying to free an enormous container ship that has been stuck for 3 days. The ship is sideways in the very narrow canal. That has halted all shipping traffic there. The Suez Canal is an exceptionally vital waterway that links trade between Asia and Europe. Shipments of oil are also held up and world oil prices have begun to rise. It's NPR.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Womply, committed to helping self-employed workers and small businesses get their PPP loans. Application determines eligibility. More at WOMPLY.com/NPR.
It's 6 minutes after the hour of 10 a.m., and you are tuned into hour two of the Blues Box for us here on KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon, at which time we invite you to stay tuned for more good music on the program American Roots with Nick Spitzer. And after Nick, stay tuned for Roger Cash at 3 p.m. with Freetown Radio. We start off this hour of blues with Robert Cray. Robert Cray emerged, got traction back in the mid-1980s. Some very contemporary blues addressing a lot of contemporary sensibilities, a nice guitar work, good mixture of soul in his blues. Here he is with, again, a number recorded back in the 1960s. Robert Cray here on KRVS with a number called Playing in the Dirt.
This little rendezvous, we both know what's gonna happen. Four people gonna get hurt, 'cause it's bound to rub up on us when we're playing in the dirt. You'll probably lose your husband. I know I'll lose my wife. You think that we know better at this point in our lives, so we might as well enjoy it, take it for what it's worth, 'cause we're gonna get some on us when we're playing in the dirt. We'll be right back.
The band Fleetwood Mac recorded live at the BBC back in May of 1969. I Can't Hold Out, sounding very, very much like Elmore James. We heard just before Fleetwood Mac, Robert Cray. Robert Cray opening up the second hour of the Blues Box for us this morning here on KRVS with a number called Playing in the Dirt. Elmore James got a bit of his style from Robert Johnson. He knew Johnson back in the 1930s. James, of course, electrified Johnson's style and took it to new heights. And many, many people copied that that style in the 50s and 60s and thereafter. We're going to go back to 1961 here on KRVS and listen to the late Elmore James do a number that Robert Johnson recorded under the name of Rambling on My Mind. Elmore calls it So Unkind.
Oh, 99 degrees. So come and bring a pistol down on me. Stop breaking down, baby. Yeah, stop breaking down. Stuff I got gonna bust your brains out. Woo! Oh, to make you lose your mind.
Canadian jazz and blues artist Jeff Healey, the late Jeff Healey, and his version of Stop Breaking Down from his disc Cover to Cover. Healey, a really, really, really fine performer and a vocalist as well as guitarist, died of the cancer that robbed him of his sight when he was like a year old. Jeff Healey. He was preceded by Elmore James. We heard the late Elmore James from 1960-61 doing a number, again, he calls So Unkind, actually. It's Robert Johnson's Rambling on My Mind and Jeff Healy's version of Stop Breaking Down, Stop Breaking Down, another Robert Johnson tune. Johnson had two recording sessions. He was from Mississippi, of course, recorded in San Antonio back in November of 1936 and then in 1937 recorded in Dallas and died in 1938 at the age of around 28 years old. And one of the most recognized of classic rural bluesmen had an amazing versatility in his styles and interesting composer and arranger. We're going to listen to Johnson do a number that sort of expressive of some existential angst that one finds in some of his songs, a number called Stones in My Pathway. And his old friend Robert Jr. Lockwood, whom Johnson mentored, said that basically it's about the practice of hoodoo and what they call a foot track magic, and the stones are put down there to bring one sort of bad fortune, bad luck, that sort of thing. Lockwood himself said that he didn't think Robert Johnson believed in hoodoo at all, and Lockwood said he didn't either. Here's Robert Johnson with Stones in My Pathway.
I got stones in my pathway, and my road seems dark at night. I got stones in my pathway, and my road seems dark at night. I have pains in my heart, they have taken my appetite. I have a bird to whistle, and I have a bird to sing. Have a bird to whistle, and I have a bird to sing. I got a woman that I'm loving, boy, but she don't mean anything. My enemies have betrayed me. They have stones all in my face. Now you're trying to take my life and all my loving too. You laid the pathway for me. Now what are you trying to do? I'm crying, please. Let us be friends. And when you hear me howling in my pathway, please, oh, don't let me in. I got three legs in trouble. Oh, please don't block my road. I got three legs truck on, boy, they don't block my road. I've been feeling straight by my rider, babe, I'm booked and I got to go.
One on three, quit your napper and a mama gal, I'm gonna leave you in the streets now crying, oh, baby, don't you wanna go to the Lemon Light City, baby, sweet old Kokomo. 4 and 1 is 5, 5 and 1 is 6, you're making like you love me, gal, and you're sticking me in a trick now crying, oh. Sweet old Kokomo. 6 and 1 is 7, 7 and 1 is 8. Running around you, baby, so you gon' get through late now crying, oh, hey, baby, don't you wanna go to the Lemon Light City, baby? Sweet old Kokomo. Not A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z, crying, oh, hey, baby, don't you wanna go to the Lemon Light City with me, that sweet old Kokomo. Did you get that letter I dropped in your backyard? Wanted to come to see, but your other man and me bought, not crying, oh, hey, baby, don't you wanna go to the Lemon Light City with me, sweet old Kokomo. Mary had a little lamb, feet was white as snow, and everywhere that Mary went, the lamb was sure to go. Followed her down to the station, ticket to Kokomo, ticket agent see the lamb, say, I'm glad your lamb can't go, not crying, oh, baby, don't you wanna go to the Lemon Light City, baby, that sweet old Kokomo.
Dan Pickett, born James Fountain in Alabama. Pickett recorded in August of 1949 in Philadelphia, doing a number he calls Baby Don't You Want to Go, based obviously on the 1934 tune, the original Kokomo Blues by Kokomo Arnold, or possibly a Robert Johnson takeoff on Kokomo Blues, the better-known piece, Sweet Home Chicago. And, of course, we heard Robert Johnson just before hearing Dan Pickett. We heard Johnson doing Stones in My Pathway. We've got more Robert Johnson tunes coming up next here on KRVS. Here's Keb Moe from 1966 and from his disc Just Like You. Keb Moe doing a number Robert Johnson recorded back in November of 1936. Keb Moe with Last Fair Deal Gone Down.
The last fair deal going down. Last fair deal going down. It's the last fair deal going down. Good Lord, on that good old eye. Out of bell, don't you cry this time.
back home, working my way back home. I'm working my way back home. Oh, good Lord, on that girl.
Support comes from the UL Press, featuring books about Cajun and Creole, history and culture, Louisiana art and architecture, and regional literature. UL Press also publishes new creative work, such as children's books, fiction, poetry, and photography, by emerging and established Louisiana authors and artists. UL Press is a division of the Center for Louisiana Studies, which is part of the College of Liberal Arts at UL Lafayette. Learn more at ulpress.org.
Support for KRVS is provided by Sans Souci Fine Crafts Gallery, home of the Louisiana Crafts Guild, located in the Little Red Building across from French Press in downtown Lafayette. The gallery offers select handcrafted items from over 200 Louisiana artists. For information, the number is 337-266-7999 or online at louisianacrafts.org.
I say to my baby, man, and she don't come. I say to my baby, man, and she don't come. All death and hot brings, y'all can't help none. And if she gets unruly, think she don't want come. And if she gets
California slide guitar master Roy Rogers from 1985, and from his disc Chops, not Chaps. Actually, no, this is from 92. That was his rendition of 3220 Blues, a number that Robert Johnson recorded back in November of 1936. It was based on a number called 2220 Blues that Skip James had recorded in 1931, and Skip James's tune was the answer to a Roosevelt Sykes recording of 4440 Blues. We heard Keb Moe just before hearing Roy Rogers. Keb doing another Robert Johnson tune called Last Fair Deal, Gone Down. We have one last Robert Johnson tune to get to this hour here on KRVS. This is was one of his masterpieces. It, too, was recorded at his first session in November of 1936. We're going to turn to Cassandra Wilson's version of this from her disc Blue Light Till Dawn that came out in 1993. She ended up just about owning this song, a wonderful, wonderful contemporary and jazzy interpretation of Robert Johnson's Come On In My Kitchen.
Thank you. trying to push pull me around. Up and down. Up and down.
Bonnie Raitt recorded back in January of 2002 with a number called Round and Round. That's an old J.B. Lenore tune. J.B. wrote a lot of really fine blues tunes in the 50s and 60s. Before we heard Bonnie Raitt, we heard Cassandra Wilson from 1993 doing her rendition of the Robert Johnson tune, Come On In My Kitchen. She recorded some great versions of Robert Johnson songs, also some Son House material and other classic blues. Wonderful jazz singer. We're going to turn next year on the Blues Box to the late Honey Boy Edwards. He passed away back in 2011 at the age of 96. He was a contemporary of Robert Johnson, Tommy McLennan, Big Joe Williams, Walter Horton, knew all of those characters. Here he is recorded back in 1942. We've got some interesting complaints about military service. Honey Boy Edwards from the disc Roman and Ramblin' with a number called Army Blues.
When I first started at the bombing, but I bombed from town to town. When I first started at the bombing, baby, but I bombed from town to town. Lord, if I didn't get easy on baby now. Lord, them jobs are turning me around. Uncle Sam, he ain't that woman, but he sure can take your man. He ain't that woman, but he sure can take your man. Lord, he would take him, he would carry him to some long old distant land. Do to you. He would take out that jitterbug and put you right in the khaki suit. Now let me tell you, let me tell you. All the time he would do to you. He would take out that jitterbug you're wearing right here now. Put you right in your own khaki suit. Lord, I'll be by riding train. So soon, be that up in my down, baby, and don't. So soon, be rapping my baby, don't. Lord, I'm gonna walk to New York City, baby, now, now. Clean that gut, old Mexico.
They said it was mighty fine. Me and my buddy, we all could fit into mine. And oh, I don't want no more army life. Jeepers, I want to go home. The shoes that they gave you, they said it was mighty fine. As for number 7, boy, they will give you number 9. And oh, I don't want no more army life. Keepers, I want to go home. The hot dogs that they gave you, they said it was mighty fine. One rolled off the table, boys, and it started marking time. And oh, I don't want no more army life. Keepers, I want to go home. The coffee that they gave you, they said was mighty fine. It's good for cuts and bruises, boys, and it's just like iodine. And oh, I don't want no more army life. Jeepers, I want to go home. The biscuits that they give you, they said was mighty fine. One jumped off the table, boys, and it knocked down a pal of mine. And oh, I don't want no more army life. Jeepers, I want to go home. The money that they give you, they said was mighty fine. As for $50, boy, they'll take back 49. And oh, I don't want no more army life. Jeepers, I want to go. Jeepers, I want to go. Jeepers, I want to go home.
Lead Belly and Friends recorded in May of 1944 with a number he called Army Life, also known as Gee Mama, I Want to Go Home, a number that some say originated with Canadian soldiers in World War II. Before hearing Lead Belly, and Lead Belly recorded, he was a songster, not just a blues man. He recorded all sorts of tunes, some of which had deep, deep roots in American tradition, and that he made quite famous. Before hearing Lead Belly, we heard Honey Boy Edwards from 1942, also complaining about the Army. Honey Boy doing a number called Army Blues. Next year on the Blues Box on KRVS, we're going to turn to Kokomo Arnold. Kokomo Arnold had some major hits, Milk Cow Blues and also the original Kokomo Blues back in the 1930s, and his version of Milk Cow Blues definitely became a standard. Here he is, though, recorded in September of 1935. Kokomo Arnold with a number called Big Leg Mama, also known as John Russell Blues.
Mama, 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 please keep your big leg down. Nice, mama, 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 please keep your big leg down. So I can stop old John Russell, Lord, from hanging round. Well, I load coal in the morning and I cut coal late at night. Well, I load coal in the morning, I cut coal late at night. When I come home hungry, you and John Russell sure don't treat me right. Well, I hate like the devil to clear war in my happy home. Well, I hate like the devil to clear war in my happy home. Then I loaned you my money, then you stole my gal and gone. Now you're gonna hear thundering and lightning from the end of my pistol barrel. Now you're gonna hear thundering and lightning from the end of my pistol barrel. Say you stole my money, then you turn around and tuck my gal. Now my old props are breaking and my lights is burning low. Now my old props are breaking and my lights is burning low. When I load this carload of coal, Captain, I sure ain't gonna load no more.
Nobody know, nobody know what I've been through. Nobody know, know what I've been through. Sometimes I didn't have food go on my table, and that's why I sang the blues. You got to feel it, you got to know it, you got to be done been through these things to sing the blues, and that's why nobody knows. I've been through. I was born on a little cotton farm. My mother and my father were very poor. I was unprivileged. I didn't have a chance. And that's why I can sing the blues. People, you don't know what I've been through. I wonder why. Everything I do, I just can't get lucky. Save my life. My mother and my father both are dead and gone. They left me in the world alone. I ain't got nobody to tell my trouble to. Wow. I'm drifting. Drifting, drifting
from town to town. Ooh. But nobody know I've been through.
John Lee Hooker from a disc called More Real Folk Blues. That was Hooker, recorded in Chicago back in 1966. He was living in Detroit most of that time period, eventually moved out to Oakland. A number called Nobody Knows, John Lee Hooker. Before hearing Hooker, we heard Kokomo Arnold, recorded back in September of 1935, doing a number called Big Leg Mama, also subtitled John Russell Blues. Kokomo Arnold was a really, really good slide player, very, very fast player, and often his meter would change at times, but hey, he was something and much copied over the years. You're listening to the Blues Box on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS, broadcasting at 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles, online at krvs.org. KRVS is a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, and we are member-supported public radio. We'd like to thank all of you out there who support us financially, keep us on the air with your annual contributions. We would not be here without that support. And if you're not a member, we hope that you'll consider joining those who are members. You can do so anytime by going online to KRVS.